Following months of infighting in the Green Party, one of the three parties in the Czech coalition government, its leader Martin Bursík has brought the battle out into the open. At a meeting of the party leadership on Wednesday night, he pushed through a proposal for an extraordinary party conference to take place at the start of September, which is expected to elect a new leadership, change the party's statutes and clarify its priorities. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
The leader of the smallest party in government has not been having an easy time of late. For weeks, critics within the party have accused him of undemocratic practices, of running the party as he would a family firm, and of betraying the Greens' policy program by making too many concessions to the strongest party in government, the centre-right Civic Democrats. There were even calls for him to resign some time ago, and under pressure from both his coalition partners and party opponents, Mr. Bursík has now decided to force the issue, getting the party to reaffirm his mandate ahead of the autumn local and Senate elections. If he is re-elected, he is determined to clip his opponent's wings by changing the party's statutes in such a way that would prevent what he calls a second centre of power in the party's parliamentary club. Political analyst Vladimíra Dvořáková says that while Mr. Bursík's mandate should be stronger, the decision to change the party's statutes could easily backfire.
The Green Party is really in a deep crisis, and one of the reasons why the crisis is so deep is that the statutes of the party are really not clear. It's not clear where the decisions are taken. This is weakening the position also of the leader of the party, the other partners in coalition. You know, it's difficult to be a partner when you are not sure whether your decisions would be accepted, because there is the role of other center that can influence the decision making. So this is weakening the situation of the party as itself. But again, it's the question that could be very dangerous, because trying to solve that by changing the status, a lot of members of the party could suppose that it will diminish their rights or their ability to influence the decisions, and it can even lead to some split of the party.
The infighting within the party is not just due to its liberal statutes, however. When the Greens entered the centre-right coalition, it was clear that they would have to make compromises, and some things have been difficult to swallow. The upcoming vote on the US radar is a case in point. The fact that the Prime Minister does not appear to be ruling out nuclear power as an energy source in the long-term perspective is another, and there are many such controversies. Vladimíra Dvořáková again.
There are really people who are against being in that coalition. That means there are members of the party, they are not very happy that the party is fulfilling right-wing policy. There are really different streams, different attitudes, and there is no core of the voters that the party would be connected with. So I think what is very important is to really start to rebuild the party, to form really party that would work. On the other hand, it's not easy, because all the time the Greens are less disciplined than other members of other parties.
Although the highly individualistic character of the Greens was something that helped them win public favour and seats in Parliament, it is not making their life easy in the coalition government, where the Prime Minister wants a reliable ally. Ahead of some crucial decision-making in the lower house, Mr. Bursík wants a stronger mandate, and he wants the party to redefine its policy priorities. But the question could be put more simply. 2 years after joining the coalition, is the Green Party prepared to continue paying the price for its place in government?
Daniela Lazarová with that report. And now we turn to the International Film Festival in Karlovy.